Why is interest growing in using bugs and using insects as food?
Well, I think it's kind of more from a global conservation and sustainability vein, honestly. There was a big report from the FAO that came out about 10 years ago, basically challenging us to look at alternative sources of protein, not only just for our daily lives, but more for some of our food aid organizations and our food aid programs. So it's something that everyone can be involved with, very small scale, from your apartment or your, you know, balcony at your condo to your dorm room. Insects can be reared vertically. They require very little water, very little space, and have a very quick turnover as far as their lifespan, about 6 weeks from egg to adult for a cricket to be able to be consumed in its full protein form. So there, lots of different reasons. I think it kind of just goes back to, having ownership of your food and your food systems and being connected.
So you and your colleagues from Eating Insects Athens are hosting the North American Coalition for Insect Agriculture. Describe what this conference is and how people can get involved.
The original conference was in Detroit in 2016, and this is where the trade organization NASIA that you just mentioned was created. It's basically a consortium of people in the industry, whether it's academics like myself, researchers, startup companies, businesses, chefs, philosophers. There really are so many different people in this space, from the animal feed side, so from the pet food and from, trying to feed our agricultural sector, to the culinary side, trying to get more chefs involved in this on more grocery store shelves. And we've seen a lot of movement in these last 2 years. And the conference in Athens will once again bring all of these very interdisciplinary and transdisciplinary minds together for 3 days of really focusing on this alternative protein source.
So do you think kids are more open to the idea of eating bugs than adults?
Anecdotally, I would say absolutely. Fears and phobias and negative perceptions really haven't been honed in at a younger age, and kids are genuinely very curious about things and are very tactile. They want to touch it, feel it, taste it, smell it. So it's perfect for hands-on education.
So there are thousands, literally thousands of edible insects, right?
Literally thousands, just what's officially documented in the literature. Now, what's normally eaten what's regularly eaten here in the U.S. is probably limited to about 5 things. Around the world, people definitely have their preferences. So you may go into a culture and ask if they eat insects, and they say, no way. But if you ask if they eat a very specific type of insect, like a native termite, of course it's a delicacy. So we have to be careful about how we speak about insects as food as well.
What are the 5 insects that are most commonly eaten here in the U.S.?
Here in the U.S., I would say mealworms and superworms are pretty common. We have 2 different types of crickets reared here in the U.S., and probably silkworms would be up there as well.
Is there such thing as an entomological cookbook?
There are, actually. One of my dear friends and colleagues, David George Gordon, is the creator of the Eat a Bug cookbook, and he's actually in his second version of that. And there are actually some culinary delights from some of my European friends. The Nordic Food Lab has just released an exquisite insect cuisine cookbook. So I encourage people to look that up and learn more about the culinary aspects.
Dr. Marianne Shockley, thank you so much for being with us today.
As a pleasure. Once again, thanks for the invitation.